Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music. This afternoon from four, three wise women, Naina Cherry.
BBC Radio Six Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts.
Merry Christmas, I'm Don Letts, and for the next 3 hours I'm your guide for a musical sleigh ride. This is my Culture Clash Christmas Cracker, crossing time, space and genres with a seasonal selection certified by yours truly. For those that don't know me, I've been moved from the comfort of my Sunday evening slot to play my selection of festive tunes. And as those that do know me will tell you, in my 7 years on the station, I've never played a tune I don't like. So in the first hour, you'll be hearing from the likes of the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Sufjan Stevens, Frank Sinatra, the Raveonettes, the Maytals, and the Goons with Spike Milligan. Playing behind me is the Granville Williams Orchestra's Santa Claus is Skying to Town. Up in front, the Beach Boys, Morning Christmas.
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time on the radio. If you listen to this show,
Christmas is not
Cocteau Twins, Frosty the Snowman. Now, Christmas means a lot of things to a lot of people, and I guess nothing at all to some. But I have to confess that personally, it has an undeniable emotional effect that I used to resent when I was younger, but I've mellowed. Here's Coldplay's Christmas Lights.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Mellowing. I guess having two young daughters also makes me somewhat susceptible to the Christmas spirit, because if it wasn't for them, I'd be right there with Ebenezer Scrooge. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
Christmas.
Dreaming of a White Christmas is about all you can do. That was Bob Marley's take on the Irving Berlin classic popularised by Bing Crosby. And I just might get to that later. But in the meantime, in between time, let's get old Blue Eyes' take on Christmas dreaming.
My Christmas dreaming a little early this year. No sign of snow around, and yet I go around hearing jingles. Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. Must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming this year.
Jimi Hendrix, The Ramones, The Damned, Hawkwind, Motorhead. He's played his best hand for all of them, and now it's our turn.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Hello, let me hear the ugly one from Motorhead. Tune in on New Year's Day for 2 hours of my favourite tracks. You might be surprised. Rip it up.
Kicking off the year that will see Motorhead turn 40, this is his journey through rock and roll.
Jimi Hendrix. I was a roadie for a few months. He was the best guitarist ever. Believe me, there's nobody even comes close.
Lemmy, a 6 Music special. New Year's Day at 7 p.m.
6 Music.
All the lights are coming on.
Ravenettes there with the Christmas song. You know, I'm sitting here picturing the scene in countless households across the country. Overeager kids have got up way too early, and bleary-eyed parents are trying to manage the ensuing carnage. Merry Christmas, y'all!
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Mm-hmm.
simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Man, those old crooners sure know how to hit the spot. The dulcet tones of Nat King Cole there with Merry Christmas to You, and I'll second that. Now, believe it or not, I really appreciate the craft of writing Christmas songs, because writing them ain't easy, and I'm talking about the timeless classics, not the office party stuff. But there's also the novelty approach, which is occasionally amusing, but mostly annoying, and sometimes even surreal.
Yes, no, no.
I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the only thing for me. Tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just look at me and say the pub is in the town. I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you. An immigrant lad loved an Irish colleen from a Dublin's Galway boy. He longed for her arms, but she spurned his charms, and she sailed o'er the foam away. She left the land by himself on his own, all alone, a sorrowing. And sadly he dreamed, or at least that's the way it seemed, buddy, that an angel choir to him, an angel choir did the same. I'm walking backwards for Christmas across the Irish Sea. I'm walking backwards for Christmas. It's the finest thing for me. And so I've tried walking sideways and walking to the front, but people just laughed and said it's a publicity stunt. So I'm walking backwards for Christmas to prove that I love you.
Thank you.
The Goons, featuring Spike Milligan there with I'm Walking Backwards for Christmas. You're tuned to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Coming up straight after my show is the second of our wise women, Nana Cherry. The other two being St. Vincent and Alison Goldfrapp, who are all doing their bit for the 6 Music festive season. And Nana's choices include The First Time with Quentin Tarantino and Iggy Pop's Desire-themed show. How's that for a Christmas present? Right, to take you up to the news, this is the Rhythm Aces, The Meaning of Christmas.
It's for Christmas, the season of good cheer.
A
is for happiness to last you through the years.
R
respect that each and all should show. In this holy season, wherever for Santa Claus, the children all do know. T is for toys, for little girls and boys. Around the world, wherever they be, you'll find them joyfully. The place where he was born. A is for angels who watched from dusk till dawn. S is for star that led three men from afar. And remembering these, we hope you'll see a very merry Christmas wherever you may be.
The Rhythm Aces, Meaning of Christmas. And this afternoon it means my pick of the best seasonal tunes I can find, including the Sugar Cubes, the Guitar Evangelist, Toots and the Maytals, and Emmy the Great. All coming up after the news.
Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 1:30. I'm Tom Sanders. Pope Francis has called for peace around the world in his annual address. He condemned what he called brutal religious persecution in the Middle East, as our Rome correspondent James Reynolds explains.
His speech is like a state of the world address. He began by talking about calls for peace and solidarity with what's happening in Iraq and Syria. He called for efforts to encourage those carrying out dialogue between Israelis and Palestinians. He called for peace in Nigeria, Libya, South Sudan. His sympathies to the victims of the Ebola epidemic.
Here, the Queen and other members of the royal family have attended the traditional Christmas Day service near the Queen's Sandringham estate in Norfolk. As our reporter Joe Black explains, Prince George wasn't there.
He is on the estate, we are told, but he is with his nanny. He wasn't brought to the church service today. The Duchess of Cornwall wasn't here either. She has a bad back and has been advised by her doctors not to travel.
The Queen's Christmas message will be broadcast at 3 p.m. She'll speak about the importance of reconciliation. As for the Dean of Canterbury has had to deliver today's Christmas sermon at the cathedral because the Archbishop has a heavy cold. His sermon said that fairy tale endings are not a reflection of the true spirit of Christmas. A man's been charged with the murder of his 9-year-old grandson in Lincoln. Stuart Green, who's 64, is due in court tomorrow. The government of Sierra Leone has declared a lockdown of at least 3 days in the north of the country as it steps up efforts to contain the Ebola epidemic. A spokesman said shops and markets would remain closed and no unauthorised vehicles or motorbike taxis would be allowed onto the streets. And the controversial film about a plot to kill the North Korean leader has opened in some American cinemas and it's been released online in the US by Sony Pictures. The film was originally withdrawn because of threats by hackers. That's Six Music News, more at 2:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Oh, our Father is the maker of Mary, and Mary is the mother of the Son. The Son is a blessing from the Father. Oh, let's give thanks and praise.
Tell me.
Toots and the Maytals, wishing you, as I do, a happy Christmas as I continue my seasonal selection, soundtracking your day. Sufjan Stevens. Hey guys, it's Christmas time. Let's flip the script and slide back in time for the Tune Weavers.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. And a Happy New Year, too. It was Christmas Eve we met, a holiday I won't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love. I still remember the gift we gave to each other. This love I hold within my heart still grows, though we're apart. Have a Merry Christmas, baby. Have a Merry Christmas, baby.
No school like the old school. The tune weavers there with Merry Christmas, Baby. And as much as I do like to hit the spot, I hope that wasn't too on the money. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker on Six Music, and it's time in the show for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Don Letts Yuletide selection. So if you can grab a moment, please do, because as the day unfolds, you ain't going to be able to do that too often. Anyway, here's the Sugar Cubes, Christmas Eve.
Spiders in my pocket. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, 1928, is a national issue of heaven to the world that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draw good money. Every pay, and here's what the same people say. I want to spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and drinking their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Nena Cherry.
I'm St. Vincent.
I'm Alison Goldfrapp.
Three wise women of music.
Take over Six Music this Christmas.
And today, that'll be me, Nena Cherry, as I curate a night of programs starting with 2 hours of music that have been kind of like my guiding lights. And then throughout the rest of the evening, hear my selection of six music shows. It was actually a real thrill to go through the BBC archives. There was so much stuff there. I ended up actually going for stuff that I feel really connected to. Found a really, really cool recording of Richie Havens, Iggy Pop, Way Out West, which is about the Bristol Underground, and Quentin Tarantino. Three Wise Women with me, Nena Cherry. Today from 4 p.m. on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Thank you.
Bostonians with, yeah, you guessed it, Merry Christmas. Before that, the guitar evangelist, Reverend W. Edward Claiborne, with The Wrong Way to Celebrate Christmas Day. It's funny how a date can be given so much weight through collective will. New Year's the same. As I said before, both days mean a lot of things to a lot of people, and absolutely nothing to some, but there's no denying its emotional effect. And tinsel aside, if nothing else, it's a testament to the power of collective will. Imagine what else we could do with it.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm we see, all is bright.
O'Connor's Silent Night. Now, I'd like to think I provided a pretty relaxed soundtrack for the day so far. But now I'd like to take it up a notch with Emmy the Great and Tim Wheeler's Home for the Holidays.
Wanna hold you. I pass the corner and the cinema. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
This afternoon from 4, three wise women, Naina Cherry.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music and my pick of seasonal tunes.
Santa Claus is guiding to the
been trusted with the daunting task of presenting a Yuletide special. And as anyone will tell you, I'm more of a no-no-no than a yo-ho-ho kind of guy. But guess what? I'm going to go with the flow.
Santa Claus is going to town.
Now, I could have been cool and tried to avoid the inevitable, but I've decided to embrace the day and let my softer side come into play. After all, this is the season to be jolly. So let me be your guide for a musical sleigh ride with a seasonal selection that'll include Curtis Blow, Squeeze, Cold Cut, Dinah Washington, Eka Mouse, and we'll be getting Tony Hancock's take on the whole thing. There's no time to waste, so let's cut to the chase with Bootsy Collins' Dis Christmas.
Yeah, this Christmas, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Check it out, baby. And cards are here. My world is filled with cheer.
Just
places to see. The Christmas with you. Now kiss me. I guess it's time to open a package. Oh!
Baby!
Christmas is a good time. Christmas is a good time on the radio. If you listen to this show.
Mary and Joseph drove into town searching for a place to stay. The moon was up and his foot was down. A miracle was on its way. They tried the hotels, the motels, the bed and breakfast locals, but no one seemed to have any room. Better find a double room soon. Where would Christmas be without Mary and Joseph, Malcolm and Wise, Lauren and Hardy, and Crack and Surprise, lights on the pine tree, and more out to shave, and not forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. They found a place with a neon light, TV pool and vacancies. The man on the desk didn't hear them right. Well, the two of them booked for three. They watched the TV and deeply she felt a pushing neatly, and the heavens delivered this way. And it happened on Christmas Day. Where would Christmas be without Mary and Joseph, Malcolm and Wise, Laurel and Hardy, Crack and Surprise, lights on the pine tree, and more out to shave, but not forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas. Christmas be without Mary and Joseph, Malcolm and Wise, Laurel and Hardy, Crack and Surprise, lights on a pine tree, and more out to shave. And now forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. Now forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. Now forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. Now forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. Now forgetting Jesus who was born on Christmas Day. Now forgetting Jesus.
food for thought. Squeeze there with Christmas Day. Talking about food, I do like the fact that the humble Brussels sprout gets reassessed around this time. Mind you, it's a bit like those acquaintances you forget all year, then send a card. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music.
Christmas time, it's Christmas time, joy bells all ringing, and the children, children all singing, it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. Well, some are going to the party, and some are going to the show. Remember poor and needy, who don't have nothing. Give what you can now and share what you have in this Christmas time. It is Christmas time. All together now, children, let me just sing it. A little louder now, you can go.
Christmas.
And what about you, little girl?
A teddy bear.
And what about this little boy over here?
A bicycle.
And what about the one around?
A gun.
A gun? What? Don't use no gun. Don't use no gun. Don't give the kids no toy gun, for it will blow their mind in this Christmas time. All together now, children, I want you to hear you sing loud and clear. Let's go now. Time, you know, must live together. Okay, let's go. We're gonna sing to the people now. I want to say Merry Christmas now.
Merry Christmas!
And a happy, happy new year.
And a happy, happy new year.
Yes, kid, let's go now. Whoa.
Close to the bone, I know, but it is the silly season. Sugar mine, it's Christmas time. You know, I've been lucky enough to spend a Christmas in Jamaica, and I've got to tell you, it borders on the surreal. Portly Jamaican dudes sporting Santa suits and pouring with sweat as they try to bring good cheer in 96 degrees. Unreal. The Brazilian Girl remix of Dinah Washington's Silent Night. Going back to the Santa thing, I do find it difficult explaining to my health-conscious girls why you're so fat and how you get around the chimney thing. Their answer, let Rudolph eat the mince pies and you eat the carrots. Here's two in a row with a Yuletide flow. First up, the five keys. It's Christmas time.
Ding dong, ding dong. It's Christmas time, and snow is on the ground. The leaves have fallen and are spread it around. Our love was bold, but now so very cold. We loved it. I'm setting all alone, and I'm wishing that someday you'll come around to love again, though you're far away. And when you come back to stay.
Days to go until Six Music's 2014 closing party.
Six Music.
This New Year's Eve from 7, join me, Craig Charles, as I unleash for the last time this year my trunk of fun! Three hours of funky soul to get your hips popping and your behinds bopping. Bring in the house down for a New Year's Eve extravaganza.
And then from 10, enjoy a big night in with me, Limone, as I'll be welcoming in 2015 live. It's an electric Ladyland New Year's Eve special featuring Luke Solomon, Anya Schneider and some of the biggest electronic records of the year. New Year's Eve on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the
hold
house...
Hold it now, wait, hold it, that's played out. Hit it!
Don't you give me all that jive about things you wrote before I was alive. Cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme. Bought a red suited dude with a friendly attitude and a sleigh full of goodies for the people on the block. Got a long white beard, maybe look kind of weird, and if you ever see him, he can give you quite a shock. Now people, let me tell you about last year when the dude came flying over here. Well, the hawk was out, snow was on the ground, folks stayed in to party down. The beat was thumping on the box, and I was dancing in my socks, and the drummer played at a solid pace, and the taste of the bass was in my face. And the guitar player lay down the heavy layer of the funky chunky rhythm of the disco beat. anticipating now, cause you appreciate it sounds so sweet. We were all in the mood, so we had a little food and a joke and a smoke and a little bit of wine. When I thought I heard a hoop on the top of the roof, could it be it wasn't me? I was feeling super fine, so I went to the attic where I thought I heard the static on the chance that the fans was somebody breaking in. But the noise on the top was a reindeer crop, just a trick, Saint Nick, and I let the sucker in. He was rolling, he was bully, and I said, holy moly, you got a lot of wishes on your chinny chin chin. I said, yo, God, it's cold tonight, but can you stop for a drop before you go? He said, why not, if the music's hot, and I'll chance a dance beneath the mistletoe. And before he went, this fine old gent bought a gift with a sip through his big red bag. And the grown-ups got some presents too, a new TV and a stereo, a new Seville by the bluest sky, the best that money couldn't buy. Cause new to red back at the bowl up north where everything is cold. But if he were right here tonight, he'd say Merry Christmas. And to all, I get down, stop messing around when Curtis Blow is in your town. I'm Curtis Blow on the microphone, a place called Harlem was my home. I was rocking one day, it started to shake, and sung to me, I like a earthquake. I packed my bags, I said goodbye, I kissed my woman and I started to fly. I came to Earth by a meteorite to rock you all on the mic. So just kick off your shoes, let your fingers pop, cause Curtis Blow is just about ready to rock. Now the people in the back, if you're not the whack, say the people in the front, if you want to bump, say. The people in the middle, if you want to wiggle, say. And the people on the side, if you want to slide, say. Not a preacher or a teacher or an electrician, a fighter or a writer or a politician, the man with the key to your ignition. Curtis Blow is competition, young ladies. Shock the house, jazzy young ladies. Shock the house. Now just throw your hands in the air and wave it like you just don't care. If y'all really ready to rock the house this morning, somebody say, oh yeah.
Probably the very first Christmas rap, Curtis Blow's Christmas Rapping, released in 1979. Believe it or not, I've got season's greetings coming up from Snoop Dogg in the final hour, so stay tuned. And if I haven't said it already, here's Frank Cosmo and yours truly wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
And wish you a heartful
I'm Don Letts and you're listening to my Culture Clash Christmas Cracker. Hope the day's working out for you all and you get what you want. But consider how different the day would be if you got what you deserved. And while you're thinking that over, here's a new seasonal cut from the Smoking Trees. This is Round Christmas Time. Helen there with On Christmas Day. Coming up after the news, Albert King, Eka Mouse and Tony Hancock.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30. I'm James Earle. The royal family have attended their traditional church service on the Sandringham estate in Norfolk. The Duchess of Cornwall did not go as she's suffering from a back injury. Clarence House said she'd been advised not to travel. Prince George was left at home with his nanny. Christmas celebrations in public have been banned in Sierra Leone as the West African country continues to fight the spread of Ebola. Soldiers have been sent out onto the streets to keep people indoors over the festive period. Sarah Wilson is from the children's charity World Vision. She's just come back from Sierra Leone and says it will be a tough Christmas for everyone there.
The burial workers, we met several of them. They said there'll be no Christmas this year. We'll continue our work.
And, of course, all the normal celebrations, it's a very hot country. People tend to celebrate outdoors on the beach, and all of that has been banned. So I think it will be quite a somber Christmas this year.
The father of the Jordanian pilot captured by Islamic State militants in Syria has appealed to his captors to treat his son well. Saif Yusuf Al-Kabay said he wanted to remind the militants his son was also a Muslim. There's been no word of the pilot's fate since he was captured yesterday. 100 years on from the Christmas Day truce during the First World War, a football match recreating the event is being staged in Hull. Players representing Germany and England are reenacting the moment soldiers left the trenches to play football in no man's land. Gavin Felt is the match organiser.
I wanted to do something a little bit special because of the 100 years. You know, I had an idea in August, didn't know entirely what we wanted to do, and then saw the Sainsbury's advert and it kind of snowballed from there.
And people receiving one of the most popular gifts this Christmas, a remote-controlled aircraft or drone, have been warned by the Civil Aviation Authority to fly them carefully or face a fine. Official permission is required to fly drones over congested areas close to people or buildings. And that's Six Music News. The next update at 3:30.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Oh,
Polkot's Christmas Break. Hey, I just realised the fringe benefit of doing this festive special. Instead of feeling bad about not sending cards, I can ease my guilt via the radio. But before I do that, I must thank and send season's greetings to all the Culture Clash listeners that have stuck with me through the years. You know it's appreciated. Here's Lord Executor's Christmas is a Joyful Day.
Christmas is a happy day. Darling girl, what you have to say? I am looking for my dearie dear. I'll forget my Christmas cheer. When I meet him, what he'll say? That he never works neither night nor day. So then I'll give him a candle away.
On Christmas Day, Mommy, will you just give him a candle away? On Christmas Day, Mommy, will you just give him a candle away? On Christmas Day, Mommy, will you just give him a candle away?
This is he walk out down the tongue with a cherub suit and a watchy kong. Entering the young girl place, the nigger man never rouge his face. He have a way that he wink his eyes, make him resemble a crocodile. So I'll give him a canter away
on Christmas Day. Money ways to just give him a canter away on Christmas Day. Money ways to just give him a canter away on Christmas Day. Money ways to just give him a canter away on Christmas Day.
To want some loving. Nice of Albert King to consider the thoughts of someone else. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Now, we've established Christmas means different things to different people, and to prove the point, here's two distinctly different takes on the festive season. First up, Sufjan Stevens with That Was the Worst Christmas Ever.
Going outside, shoveling snow in the driveway. Say what you want to be. Can you be what you are?
about time we are not having any decorations.
Oh, but Tub, you can't have Christmas without any decorations.
This lad can. I don't hold with them. Stupid custom. I'm not having bits of coloured paper hanging from my ceiling, matey. I spent 30 bob having this room done out, and I'm not having it. I'm not having pinholes all over it.
Well, at least we can have a tree.
We are not having a tree. Horrible, messy things. Only have to knock them and you've got showers of green needles all over the place. I've only got to come running down in my rope sandals one morning, I'll have feet like pincushions. No, thank you.
Well, that's a fine thing. Sitting down at Christmas dinner with no decorations and no tree.
What Christmas dinner?
Well, surely we're going to have Christmas dinner.
No. Egg and chips, a mug of cocoa, and straight up to bed, that's me.
Oh, but Tubby,
I have spoken, do you mind? Christmas is going to be just like any other day in this house. Dead miserable. So put that in your pudding and stir it.
You're a mean old skinflint. Doesn't Christmas mean anything to you?
Bah, humbug. I hate Christmas. It's a racket. All the prices go up. You can spend pounds if you're not careful. Well, I'm not going to. Not an extra penny is leaving my purse. I certainly can't afford any Christmas jollification.
Misery.
Hello, more of them. Sling a bucket of water out the window.
No, wait a minute. I recognize that voice. It's Sydney.
It can't be. He's standing out there in short trousers and school cap.
That's him. He's on the fiddle again.
Gathering winter view. Ooh, well. Money for the carol singer, sir?
Come off it, Sid. The short trousers aren't fooling anybody. I'd recognise those legs anywhere. Great hairy things with bumps on them. What's the big idea?
No harm, I'm just trying to find a few coppers for Christmas.
I'll find a few with helmets on if you don't clear off.
You wouldn't want to see me wandering the streets at Christmas time.
Of course not, Sydney. You can come and spend Christmas here with us.
He cannot. For the last time, we are not celebrating Christmas.
Well, at least you can see I've got a roof over my head and a bite to eat.
Yes, that's the least you can do.
All right, then. 12 and 6 for your lodgings and 3 and 6 for Christmas dinner.
Well, all right, where do I sleep and what do I eat?
In the dog kennel, 2 Polish eggs and half a spud.
All right, then. Well, I tell you what, I'll come in and put up the decorations. All the balloons and paper chains and tinsel.
It's going to look a bit silly in the dog kennel, isn't it? But it's certainly not going up in this house.
Oh, blimey, whoever wrote a Christmas without decorations?
Look, if I hear one more word about kids, decorations and Christmas, I'm kicking you all out in the street. And you can hang your balloons and bells on a telegraph pole and have the time of your lives. And I hope it rains. I'm going to bed and read me copy of Bleak House. More carol singers. Where's me shotgun? I'll spray them with buckshot. What do you want?
Good evening, brethren.
Oh. Oh, hello, Vicar. My word, you nearly had an overcoat full of Tintex then.
You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker with me, Don Letts, on Six Music. And that was a giant of British comedy, the late, great Tony Hancock there with Christmas, East Cheam style, mashed with After Christmas by Jackie Mitto, Bagger Walker, Devon Russell and Pavlov Black. Going back to the whole appreciation thing, I've got to say a massive thanks to my silent partner, Frank Wilson, who produces my late night shows and indeed this one. Through thick and thin, he's got my back. Happy Christmas, Frank. Here's the Sugar Cubes. Christmas Day.
girl, she might get into some trouble soon. We need to save her. We're already confirmed in the church over there. We are big boys with patterns all over.
Today is her birthday. They're smoking
Iceland and its people thrive from the changing light and the cold.
Iceland is what I'm made of.
The energy of the people are just so different.
Such extremes make for a more creative environment.
It's also a place I call home.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
The longest night has passed, but don't be afraid of the dark. I'm John Grant, and I explore how this little volcanic island has become a melting pot for inspirational and innovative music.
When it's dark, what you do is light a candle.
I always, in the summertime, I miss the wintertime because of the darkness.
Boredom often leads to the imagination being active.
The body and the mind needs the balance.
John Grant's Songs from a Dark Place.
Listen now at the Six Music website.
You're tuned to my Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, and my seasonal selection designed to soundtrack your day. Here's Eka Mouse, The Night Before Christmas.
Thank you.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
This afternoon from four, three wise women. Naina Cherry.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts.
If you've just tuned in, you've already missed 2 hours of my Culture Clash Christmas cracker, and I pity the fool that misses the rest. Having said that, I guess you can always listen again and check the track listings on my page of the Six Music website. Just think of it as my gift to you, you and God knows who.
Santa Claus is getting to town.
Now, I've avoided the usual wizard and sleigh type things. Hell, I've even forgone some Yuletide classics I do like, in an attempt to create a Culture Clash Christmas cracker that doesn't make you want to lose your lunch or your mind. In the final hour, I'll be crossing time, space and genres with a seasonal selection that'll include Polystyrene, The Kinks, Snoop Dogg, Harry Belafonte, Richie Sakamoto and Sir Alec Guinness. So let me continue to be your musical guide for a Yuletide ride with Paul Simon's Getting Ready for Christmas Day.
Christmas Day,
and I want you to bear it in mind.
I got a nephew in Iraq.
Christmas. Right. I'm dead it up in your mind.
Yeah.
Not going.
Right.
New York.
Stevie Wonder's What Christmas Means to Me. Thanks for the reminder, Stevie, because I've got to take time out to send seasonal greetings and love to my wife, Grace, and my two little girls, Liberty and Honor. All the Christmas I need.
The dog, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park.
with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. My man, I was ill, like the man had a beard and a bag full of Billy, 12 o'clock at near. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he left his drop, his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then it cold, said Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold, hundreds of G's. Enough to buy a boat, magic car with ease. But I never steal for Santa, but that ain't right. So I was going home to mail it back to him that night. But when I got home, I bugged, cause under the tree was a letter from Santa and the door was for me. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols.
Christmas carols.
Christmas in Hollis, a Yuletide special from Run DMC. And as much as this is the season to be jolly and all, let's spare a thought for those who ain't. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker with me, Don Letts, on Six Music.
Christmas Day.
Christmas, an alternative look at the festive season by the late Polystyrene. And at a time when we traditionally give thanks for friends, family and loved ones, let's also remember those we've lost. Here's Ingo Starr Cruiser, Just Like Christmas.
It's been a while, yeah, okay, yeah, it's been a year. But I did promise I'd be back. Yeah, no, not quite. I just really want to do this one, but don't worry, I will be home very soon. Don't be like that. I've missed you too. It's good, you know, I mean, I've had time to think, you've had a bit of space. I found some good records, yeah, I'd love to play some records, yeah. Remember, we used to love that, didn't we? Yeah, yeah, that is a great idea. Just like the old days, yeah, 4 o'clock, Sunday, in our usual spot. What do we call it? Well, obviously it's Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. And we're back on BBC Radio 6 Music.
got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it so
I should have given a 2-minute warning on that one, but if your kids are like mine, they're probably totally distracted. That was the Kinks, Father Christmas. And Gideon Cole be doing his Santa bit with 3 hours of Beatles covers from 9 p.m. this evening. Right, let's cross time, space and genres for the funky festive sounds to Faith Evans.
Listen.
Soulful Christmas.
Now I ain't talking just to tease. People like you don't go on trees. Look ahead.
Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Now, the turkey's in the oven, the day's in full swing, but the relatives haven't arrived yet, so let's go with the flow and continue the show with some seasonal suggestions from the gentle people. This is Gentle Christmas.
Des chaussettes, pants. Du chocolat, socks. Soap. Encore des chaussettes,
handkerchief.
Bop-off. Du maquillage,
golf balls.
Du savon. chaussettes, des tricots, jumpers, beaucoup de gants, stationery set, felt tip pens, une cagoule, turkey. Chaussettes, knots, uncles, grandparents, nieces, nephews, lemon colored finette sweater, Mickey Mouse pants, jellied fruits, gentleman's relish, Christmas tree pine scented air freshener, chestnut puree, brandy butter, a chest for you. Rock. Luxurious Christmas puddings with cider.
Hello and happy holiday. I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person, but I wanted to wish you the merriest of Christmas and give you some Christmas joy with the following presents. A Ronco Indian Egg Scrambler. A Machichi Oh So Soft and Cuddly doll. And also Tiffany Taylor doll, which has switchable hair that goes from brunette to blonde. Happy holidays from me, Dougie Dimensional, in New York.
Gentle people there with Gentle Christmas. Right, the second of our wise women, Nana Cherry, will be along at 4, followed by her choices of The First Time with Quentin Tarantino at 6 and Iggy Pop's Desire Show at 7. Now, here's the news.
Music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm James Earl. The Queen has used her Christmas message to praise those who've treated the victims of Ebola, saying their work had left her deeply touched. She also spoke about the importance of reconciliation at home and abroad.
Reconciliation is the peaceful end to conflict. And we were reminded of this in August, when countries on both sides of the First World War came together to remember in peace. The ceramic poppies at the Tower of London drew millions.
Pope Francis has called for an end to brutal religious persecutions, killings and hostage-taking in the Middle East. Delivering his Christmas message to crowds in St. Peter's Square in Rome, he also prayed for the victims of the school massacre in Pakistan. The Archbishop of Canterbury has been unable to deliver his Christmas sermon this year due to a heavy cold. Justin Welby's sermon, which was released online, spoke of the First World War and ended with the line, "Jesus is no mere 24-hour truce, he is joy forever." A 20-year-old man has been charged with death by dangerous driving after two pedestrians were hit by a car in Manchester on Tuesday. Mobeen Ali was remanded in custody and will appear in court tomorrow. The controversial film The Interview, about a fictional plot to kill the North Korean leader, has opened in some cinemas in the United States. Sony Pictures, which made the film, had previously decided not to release it because of threats from hackers, which Washington says were orchestrated by North Korea. The cinema goers said they were determined to see the film.
This is a film I probably would not have come to see, but because of the controversy, I thought I would come out tonight to stand up for freedom of speech.
I don't think people are afraid of North Korea here in America, on American soil.
And a cold snap is forecast to hit Britain. There's a warning that snow could fall on Boxing Day, followed by freezing temperatures in the lead-up to New Year. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Six Music.
Six.
Christmas feeling ska. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas cracker with me, Don Letts, on Six Music, and my seasonal selection designed to soundtrack your day. And don't forget, you can always tell a friend to listen again and check the track listings on my page of the Six Music website. Here's Harry Belafonte's Christmas is Coming.
If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Christmas is coming, goose is getting fat. Christmas is coming,
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Greetings, loved ones. It's your boy, the one and only,
Yeah. And what I'm gonna do for y'all right now, I'm finna give y'all a very special Christmas. Yeah. Brought along a couple of my friends to make it funky for you. Yeah. Oh, this beat right here, I did it about 5 minutes ago. I had to do it. Yeah. It's Christmas time in the city, y'all. Yeah. It's Christmas time in the city, y'all. Brought to you by Big Snoop Dogg. It's Christmas time in the city, where the folks get nutty and they green. It's Christmas time in the city, where the folks get nutty and gritty. Yeah, what it do? I guess I'm the hip hop Santa Claus, bearing gifts, sliding through the sky. Yeah. But I don't have no reindeers. I got two blue-nosed pit bulls that guide me through the night. Yeah. A very special Snoop Dogg Christmas. Oh boy. So get your Landy and get your eggnog. Yeah. It's all hood, y'all. I want y'all just to groove to this right here. Cause you know, most Christmas CDs be just like, you know, slow music. Can't really get your groove on. Oh, I'ma let you groove on this one right here, though. Come on, yeah.
Season's greetings, doggy style. Snoop Dogg there with his Christmas intro. No disrespect, my brother, but I wouldn't want you coming down my chimney. Now, if you tuned in late, you would have missed my Tony Hancock Christmas mashup. But fret not, here's another one I prepared earlier.
The bells of waiting Advent ring, the tortoise stove is lit again, and lamp oil light across the night has caught the streaks of winter rain in many a stained glass window sheen from Crimson Lake to Hooker's Green. The holly and the windy hedge, and round the manor house the yew, will soon be stripped to deck the ledge, the altar, font, and arch and pew, so that the villagers can say, the church looks nice on Christmas Day. Provincial public houses blaze, and corporation tram cars clang. On lighted tenements I gaze, where paper decorations hang, and bunting in the red town hall says, Merry Christmas to you all. And London shops on Christmas Eve are strung with silver bells and flowers as hurrying clerks the city leave to pigeon-haunted classic towers. And marbled clouds go scudding by the many-steepled London sky. And girls in slacks remember Dad, and oafish louts remember Mum, and sleepless children's hearts are glad, and Christmas morning bells say come, even to shining ones who dwell safe in the Dorchester Hotel. And is it true? And is it true, this most tremendous tale of all, seen in a stained glass window's hue, a baby in an ox's stall? The maker of the stars and sea become a child on earth for me. And is it true? For if it is, no loving fingers tying strings around those tissued fripperies, the sweet and silly Christmas things, bath salts and inexpensive scent, and hideous tie so kindly meant. No love that in a family dwells, no caroling in frosty air, nor all the steeple-shaking bells can with this single truth compare. That God was man in Palestine, and lives today in bread and wine.
Another late great, Sir Alec Guinness there with Christmas, backed by the Carnival Steel Drum Band, courtesy of yours truly. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas Cracker on Six Music, and it's time in the show for my final three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Don Letts Yuletide selection. First up, the Flaming Lips, A Change at Christmas.
All right, here we go. Hey, Andrew, you ready over there, huh?
I'm all set, Wayne.
Hey, Richard, you good, huh?
I'm ready, Wayne. Let's do it. Come on.
Hey, David, you're good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Well, Mike.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Because everything's going to work out just fine. I can see it. I can see it ahead.
Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry. May all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
The spot every time. Bing Crosby's 1942 classic, White Christmas, and apparently the best-selling single of all time. Well, that figures. Preceding that, you had Richie Sakamoto's Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. You're listening to a Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, and I'd like on behalf of all at Six Music to thank you for your support and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas. There's a choir of angels
great observations on the possible outcomes of the day. Thea Gilmore there with That'll Be Christmas. Well, my friends, we've reached the end. Hope it's been as pleasurable for you as it's been for me, and I thank you for letting me into your homes on this very special day. It's greatly appreciated. You've been listening to a Culture Clash Christmas Cracker with me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. I'm back 10 p.m. Sunday night with a chilled-out Culture Clash reggae selection. Until such time, it just leaves me and Lee Scratch Perry to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Rain don't